I began Stephen King's Duma Key back in September of last year and finally finished it on April 1st. What did I think? And why did it take me 7 months to read this book? Let's get into it. Hi, I'm Jim, the father of Fantasy for the Ages, the show where father and son get together and talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things that we enjoy. Today, a book blast episode where I, the father, just Jim, am here alone to talk to you about a book that I read that my son Zach has not touched yet and probably never will. He's not a big Stephen King fan, because I am talking about Stephen King's Duma Key. If you end up enjoying this episode, I hope you'll click the like button to let us know. And if you haven't subscribed yet, we invite you to do so. So starting in early 2023, I began reading the works of Stephen King that I had missed in previous years. Many years ago, I mean, starting, early 90s, I went and was reading all of Stephen King's works at the time. So I've got all his early stuff. Totally enjoyed, you know, Salem's Lot, Carrie, Cujo, Pet Sematary, It, all that classic stuff. Love it. And I'd picked up a few of the things he'd written more recently, especially the Dark Tower epic fantasy series, but many of his later books I'd missed, having fallen away from reading King in favor of other works, along with simply reading less for a good chunk of the middle years of my life. But since 2023, I've added much of King's books to my repertoire, kind of trying to fill in all the gaps. So let's see, I covered Dolores Claiborne from 1992, Rose Matter from 1995, Black House, which he wrote with Peter Straub, but that's from 2001, From a Buick 8, 2002, The Colorado Kid from 2005, Lisi's Story from 2006, Blaze from 2007, and 112263 from 2011. It's a lot of Stephen King books that I managed to get through in 2023. And during that time, I also did a reread of the 7-book Dark Tower series, plus a short story, a novella that's in there as well. That series starts in 1982 and finishes up in 2004, so quite a breath of time that's covered by those books. Duma Key is a 2008 publication and a book I picked up as a hardcover at a used bookstore just a few years after it came out, somewhere around 2012, and I picked it up for $3.99. And it just sat on bookshelves in my house in 2 different homes for just over a decade. But now, it was finally time, and I was excited to read this book. And then I wasn't. Wasn't excited, that is. But I'll get to that in a minute. Duma Key is the story of a middle-aged man, the owner of a construction company. He has a pretty good life, with a wife, 2 adult daughters, and enough disposable income to live comfortably. He has the respect of his peers and employees, and the love of his family. That would make for a pretty boring story. What this story focuses on instead is what happens when this man, Edgar, has a horrific accident at work that nearly takes his life. He survives, but he's left drastically changed due to a traumatic head injury, along with physical damage and scars that include the loss of his right arm just above the elbow, and his losses end up exceeding those physical ones. But the story goes on to Edgar's eventual discovery of what he has gained, a paranormal ability to create through art. That turn of phrase has double meaning. Edgar, who previously has maybe, he might have produced a spectacular stick figure if he really put enough effort into it. Yeah, that kind of looks like a man, maybe a woman. Now he's drawing and painting with genuine skill out of nowhere, the kind of output that people drop thousands of dollars to get that piece of art. But it's more than this. His art, it turns out, has power. And what he draws or paints is directly connected to the world around him in some scarily supernatural ways. Now, the book is called Duma Key because after his accident up near his home in Minnesota, Edgar ends up needing a change of scenery to help with his healing and recovery. So actually, on doctor's orders, he changes his locale and spends time living on the Gulf Coast of Florida in a nice rental home on the small coastal island of Duma Key. Don't try to look it up. It's made up. It's while he's there that he will discover his artistic abilities. But they're just the icing on the cake, the tip of the iceberg. There is much, much more to discover as this novel dives into the paranormal, a tragic family history, and a power that defies rational explanations. All that sounds like a pretty good book, right? And it is a good book. But for me, Edgar's story and what he slowly discovers and uncovers over the first 75% of the book proceeded at an absolute crawl. I was not sucked in. I had to make myself pick up the book and read a few more pages. Days went by when I wouldn't even touch the book. There was no itch to grab it at all. The pacing, the buildup, the overall development of the story just felt like it was set at a snail's pace, and I was up against a struggle of endurance. If this wasn't by Stephen King, one of my favorite authors, I may have DNF'd it. But then I finally hit the 75% mark last week of March. And there was a major shift. An event occurs at that point in the story that much of it has been building up to and pointing to. It's an event that many different elements tie directly into. You know this is going to be meaningful in some way. And that event turns explosive. No, that's not a pun. Nothing actually explodes. But from that point on, the intensity of the book is high, the plot somewhat terrifying, and the stakes immense. I literally flew through the last 20% of the book in just a few hours of reading time. And wham, April 1st, I was done. Those last pages, I did not want to put the book down, and that's what was missing through almost the entirety of the book. So the ending was very satisfying. The question, did the ending make up for the shortcomings of the rest of the book? For me, no. No, it does not. I mean, I can look back now and I can see what King was doing as he meandered through the rest of the story. He set up the ending with class and skill, but it was too much. Too drawn out, too dull. For me, it was a brutal read. The result now is I'm taking a break from Stephen King again for an indeterminate amount of time. I've got more King I want to read, but I'm going to wait until I miss him again. We'll see if that takes 20 years again. Probably not. But would I deter someone else from giving Duma Key a try? Not at all. It's a worthwhile book, and you might not find it as dull and boring as I did in those earlier parts. Maybe you'll get sucked in. But you may find you need to skim some of the middle parts. I did not. I don't do that. But maybe I should have. All right, that's what I have for you today. Thanks for watching this video. Again, hit that like button. We'll talk to you next time.